You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we'll be looking ahead to the meeting at the Curragh. There's also Irish Racing at Limerick and we've got two domestic cars at Goodwood and Chepstow. There's plenty to enjoy on this Sunday afternoon. It'll all be live from 12:55pm with William Hill Racing Radio with Sean Quinn, Ollie Pimlott and Mick Norton in the studio to guide you through all of the action. But joining myself, Sam Norris, to look ahead to the Curragh this afternoon is our Irish Racing expert, Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing very well, yes. Had a busy weekend, Friday, Saturday, of course, William Hill Towers. Enjoyed the racing and looking forward to today's stuff as well at the Curragh.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent old card at the Curragh and, of course, highlighted by the Irish Cesarewitch.
Absolutely, yeah, it's always a tough race. Hopefully we don't get a 50-1 shot, of course, unless we can find a 50-1 shot. But yeah, good supporting card as well, nice listed race to end. And two other good pattern races, 225 and 255. Where we've got competitive stuff as well, and my old friend Fort Delore runs in one of them as well.
Yeah, a nice mix of stuff today. We'll start then with their opening race, which comes up at 1:25. This is a 7-furlong maiden, and the market here headed by Black Sea for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. That's 7-4, 3-1 about Moonlight Magic. Benny Parrott is 6-1. It's 11-1 by those front three in the market. Who's on the shortlist here, Andy?
We'll stick with Black Sea for now. It was a real catching debut down in Gowran. This horse missed the break, got into a really poor track position, which is really curtains at Gowran because it's a fairly short straight. Once you get on that far side rail, it's difficult for horses, particularly two-year-olds, making ground from the back of the field. But this horse got stopped in his run several times, and it made Shami Heffernan's life really difficult because he was trying to get the horse organised in the home straight, trying to get up a head of steam, but he couldn't quite do that. And in the end, he just had to sit and suffer. But in the final furlong, this horse really did pick up once it saw a bit of daylight, and you got the impression if it would have got a clearer run and perhaps it wasn't its debut effort, that this horse would have been a lot more competitive than he ended up being. He finished fourth out still, and that's still not a bad return. The time of the race was quite good. Went the way of a horse called Newsman, who was a bit of a surprise winner on the day, but like I say, the times and the sectional times suggest it was quite a decent race. Certainly one of the quicker times I got on the day. And in keeping with a lot of Aidan O'Brien horses this season, you'd expect this horse to improve significantly. The only slight question mark I'd have is dropping back to 7 furlongs. It's a bit of a strange move, really, being by Son of Galileo and considering he was slow away and he finished well. Why he's dropping him back in trip, but he probably hasn't got that many options with this horse, and he wants to give him a nice galloping track on, at headquarters where Aidan does really well at. So Black Sea, obviously without the main danger not in there now, Angel of Chaos is the selection in the first.
Okay, Black Sea then in the 1:25, again the pick for Andy. The next race on the card comes up at 1:55. This is a filly's maiden over a mile and a furlong. Truth is the 3-1 favourite here. 9-2 about Synopsis. Rainfall Radar is 11-2. Mary Celeste is 8-1. Double figure prices for the rest of them. Truth heading affairs here was a €1 million purchase for Alshacab and the Cornwall Boys. It didn't show a great deal on debut, Andy.
Certainly not enough for me to get overly excited about her at the price this morning. I think she's priced up because of her reputation, if you like, and her connections more than anything else, because she didn't show a great deal down in Cork. Obviously, that was on softest ground, and she's got better ground to run on today. So she might well improve, but at the prices, I'll probably overlook her, particularly towards the one that finished ahead of her that day, Milena from the James Barrett stable. Quite stable, of course, small stable, but they've done quite well with a few horses this season, and I certainly wouldn't underestimate this horse's chances here, because on the time figures, that horse comes out really well, finishing second behind the wildly impressive winner, Avanti, who hasn't run since. But like I say, time-wise, that maiden was a really, really strongly run one. And I do like the way this horse finished off its race in the latter stages. It run well on debut as well, beyond spin points, win Avanti as well, back in third. So it's put together two really decent efforts. Certainly left behind several modest runs in bumpers. So she's obviously coming along in leaps and bounds. And it's a bit of an insult that this horse is a 14-1 poke this morning. It'll certainly have it a good deal shorter. I think Rainfall Radar run well. I thought she should have won the other day down in Nace, but the winner got first run. I think stepping up in triple definitely suits her. But at the prices, Milena is the one who makes the most appeal.
Milena then getting the pick for Andy in the 155. Third race on the card today comes up at 225. This is a listed event over six furlongs. Toscanini is the 13-8 favourite at time of recording. Fort Dell'Oro is 9-2. 11-2 about the Happy Prince. Byzantium is a 7th chance. It's 12-1 bar those. Eddie Lynam runs three here and he's won the last two renewals. Any of his catch the eye, Andy?
Just a bit, yeah. Regular listeners to the radio and podcasts that I've done have probably bored to death with long chats I've had about Fort Dell'Oro over the season, ever since she finished second on debut. I've got to go back to May for that, or I think it might have been late April in the early part of the season. She hasn't actually run many races subsequently, but she's finally worked her way to the position that I thought she'd end up, i.e. in Patton Company. And although she hasn't actually won her two races so far in this grade, I still think she's capable of winning a race of this nature. And certainly, going back to the scene of three of her best efforts, she's got every chance of giving us a really good run for our money, particularly at 9-2 this morning with William Hill. I think this is a fairly solid each-way bet for a filly that I don't think we've got to the bottom of yet. I still think she's learning as time goes on. She ran really well last time at York. She looked like winning that listed race, but Lucky Cristal, who's a really good horse at the track, just did her. She was also an eye-catching third behind Toscanini, her main market rival today, back in mid-August. But the ground would have been a bit quick for her that day. And I think with the rain around and the slightly more dewier, wetter autumn feel about the ground, then hopefully she can get her toe in today and be a little bit more effective. I really like this filly. I've rated her ever since I saw her. And even if she doesn't win, I'd expect her at least to finish in the first three. So at 9-2, looks a decent bet for nothing there for us with Fort Dell'Oro.
Fort Dell'Oro then, Andy, sticking with it in the 225. We'll move on to race number four. This is the 255. A filly's listed event here over a mile. Best in the world. Heads Affairs at 11-10. It's 4-1 about Zalfana. Mimicking is 13-2. Same price for Raisa, and it's 14s. But those, Aidan O'Brien has a good record in this race, and this best in the world is held in pretty high regard.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, she was well backed on debut, and to all intents and purposes, she justified that market position, even though she didn't win. You could certainly see why they punted her. It was just the fact that Raisa, who was more experienced, got a good track position around a front runner's track course and just put that experience to good use. But, I mean, best in the world will definitely turn the form around here today with Ruiz. There's no doubt about that. And a lot felt that Shami Heffernan should have done a little bit more to make sure that filly won on debut. But he certainly didn't knock her about. And that kindness will hopefully be repaid further down the line because she certainly had the most gentlest of introductions. But she certainly left a lasting impression on those of us that saw that performance. And with Aidan O'Brien's horses coming on leaps and bounds from one run to the second, I'd expect her to justify her very skinny-looking price in the market this morning. She's a really nice filly, this best in the world, and she can continue the scintillating form for the stable.
Best in the world it is then for Andy in the 255. The next race on the card comes up at 3:30. This is a mile handicap. Johan Back is the 5-1 favourite here. 6-1 for Magnificent. 18 Summers is an 8th chance. 8-1 about Muffrad as well. Political Party is 8-1. 10-1 II Skipper. And 12s bar those. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with this Magnificent from the Michael Callaghan stable, filly by McPhee, who's just won the one race in its career, but should have probably won several more, including that eye-catching run here last time out at the Curragh when it was given far too much to do by Killian Leonard, who dropped the filly right out the back door in a big field, had to come all the way around the outside of the pack, ran in the home turn, lost numerous amounts of lengths on the field, but still finished off an eye-catching third from a very unpromising position. Was certainly one of the best horses, if not the best horse in that particular race. We know the winner's useful to choose. He's gone on to run well subsequently twice. And prior to that, she scored in quite a fast time down in Killarney when she had ground in her favour. Obviously conditions here at the Curragh at time of recording are on the decent side. She certainly wouldn't mind it if it went soft, but the better the ground, the better for her chances. She's much better drawn here as well today, stuck on the inside. And even though I don't know much about the jockey, Sean Davis, hopefully he can do a good job on this filly because she's certainly one of the most talented in the race. I think Johan Back will definitely go well again. He's done two good speed figures at Garen and Galway respectively. And I think he's probably just about a worthy favourite. 6-1 this morning with William Hill. I do think Magnificent should be there or thereabouts.
OK, Magnificent for Andy then in that 3:30. The penultimate race of the day is the big one. It's the 4:05, the Irish Cesarewitch over 2 miles. It's a premier handicap, of course, and we have joint favourites at the time of recording in Sea Pride and Silver Concord, both 7-1. Alternative is 9-1, 10-1 Western Boys. Sister Cartage is 12-1. 12-1 also about Encrypted Message. 14-1 Bart Those. How do you see the big race of the day going, Andy?
Yeah, wide open races. A lot of unexposed types in this race that don't normally fit the profile of this race, i.e. the likes of Sea Pride, Silver Concord, Western Boy, whereas they haven't had many hard-knocking races in handicaps up against the ones who have. So this is a bit of an imponderable, and we don't really know which one of those mentioned is the best handicapped. I've got a sneaky feeling that one of those I mentioned, Western Boy, could be the most durable and the most reliable, given the race is likely to be run at a strong gallop and the fact that he's won at the track as well when he had conditions similar to what he had today when he beat Grecian Tiger and Ted Veal. The form of that race has worked out really well. Of course, Ted Veal's won subsequently, and even the fourth, McNicholson, he's about as reliable as you're going to get in races like that. This horse dropped back down in trip last time out and just found the two furlong inadequacy just beyond him when Silwana just quickened away from him in that short home straight at Leopardstown. But he did keep on quite well for pressure. We know that he stays really well. And, of course, he's a regular in running in strongly run races over hurdles as well. I don't think he's too badly handicapped off 93, certainly in comparison to his hurdle mark. And the Fahey team in general are in good form. Fran Berry gets on really well with him. And everything should be run to suit him. At double-figure odds, I think Western Boy is a real reliable bet in what looks like a vintage Irish's Arabic this season.
Western Boy finally then available at 10s at the time of recording. We'll move on to the final race of the day then today from the Curra. This comes up at 4:40. It's a mile and a half is the trip for this listed event and variable heads affairs here at 5-2. Then it's 7-2 about Seamoon, Morning Mix and a Bayer. Lock Garman is 11-1 and the outside of the party is Kalan at 22s. Run the red light is the absentee here. What's the fancy in the last, Andy?
Yeah, I fancy 2 against the field here. Almost can't split my allegiance. I quite like the 2 3-year-olds. Abaya from the Mickey Halford Yard and Morning Mix from the Jim Bolger Star, but both of them I've got a massive amount of time for. I've talked about Morning Mix quite extensively on several podcasts this season. He's very lightly raced, but he's got bundles of talent. And I was a bit disappointed, if I'm being honest, the last day behind Fields of Athenry, but such was the gallop that Aidan O'Brien's charge put up that day. Morning Mix just couldn't quite cope with it. And he ended up fading in the latter stages to finish fourth. I still think it was a decent effort. But maybe dropping back to the Curra, or going back to the Curra, will suit him better than Leopardstown, because he was really impressive the time before when he strode out brilliantly in the latter stages of that race to score in a fast time. I just think he's a hugely talented horse that we haven't really touched the surface with yet. And the same comments apply to Abaya, who was an eye-catching third the other day beyond Zukova in a fillies listed at Galway. She wants a real test of stamina and a proper gallop. So it'll be interesting to see how Shane Foley rides her today, because she has made the running before. And if that's the case, she could be quite difficult to shake off at the head of affairs. So I'd probably have to have 2 against the field or split mistakes between Abaya and Morning Mix.
Andy Dutch and his stake then on Morning Mix and Abaya in the 4:40, the final of the day on Sunday from the Curra. Just remind us, please, Andy, one more time of your selections from HQ today.
Yeah, quite a few fancies today at the Curra. Hopefully we get one or two nice returns. Black Sea is a confident vote in the first, following a night-catching run on debut. I do think Milano is overpriced in the 155. That's at 14-1 with William Hill. Manap on the card is Fort Doloro in the 225. I still maintain my faith in Edward Lynham's filly. In the 255, a big eye-catching run first time out in the shape of Best in the World is enough for me to choose her there. In the 330, Magnificent ran a blinding race from an unpromising position last time out here over this course, and hopefully she can run another solid race there. In the big race of the day, the Irish is Irish. I'll take a chance with the lightly race Western Boy, repeating his course and distance win early on in the season. And in the final race, 2 really nice three-year-olds there are difficult to split. The Gelded First Time, Morning Mix, and Abaya, the filly, are my 2 against the field in the final race.
Thank you very much, Andy, holding selections then for the card at the Curra over in Ireland today. And remember, you'll hear every race live from the Curra and Limerick and Chepstow and Goodwood. We've got it all covered live today on William Hill Racing Radio from 12:55 PM. So do join us for all of the action today. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy. Best of luck at the Curra today.
Thank you very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.